I don't need a cookie, thank you. please rise for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, and then 44 through 52. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, I feel so bossy. So powerful. Good morning, my family. I chose a portion of this to preach on today because it really means a lot to me. I discovered that I had preached on the mustard seed before, which you will hear later. So this is a different spin for me. Choices, compromises, and trade-off. We live our lives constantly having to choose between one thing and the other. We always have to give up this to have or to do that. In all areas of life, we are constantly playing trade-off. Think about it. All of our choices demand that we give up something. We just can't have it all, right? But we want to believe that the choice we make is worth the sacrifice we are making in order to obtain that new treasure. We are hoping that what we are getting is going to be worth more to us than what we already have. This all may sound like material choice, but what I'm referring to is time and effort and, yes, sometimes even money. We are all blessed with time, a certain amount of it, and some more than others. And none of us knows how much time we have. Time has become quite a valuable commodity these days. I know for me, I'm constantly juggling my life to try and get more of it. I trade off things in order to make more of it. But I'm only allowed so many hours in any given day. I cannot make more time. However, I can take more time. But that means I must give up something. I have been spending so much time trying to get caught up that I have had to cut things from my schedule. Unfortunately, I was choosing to cut church. I was too far behind in other areas to come to church. Talk about a misguided sense of priorities. My point is that life is full of trade-offs and choices. Jesus knew all about the importance of those trade-offs and choices. He knew what his trade-off was going to be from the very beginning. But we don't. Sometimes we choose, and sometimes the choice is forced upon us. That's what is so interesting about these parables. Jesus spoke to the people of his time in ways they would understand. In these parables, Jesus is showing us that the kingdom of heaven is worth trading anything else for. It's totally worth going for. In our gospel reading today, we hear of two men. One discovered a hidden treasure, sold everything he owned, and bought that field. The other man had spent a goodly amount of time on the lookout for a pearl of great value. And after he, too, found it, went and sold all he had in order to purchase that pearl. These men sold all of their valuables in order to obtain a treasure even more valuable. Jesus is talking about investing here. He's telling us about effort, about putting in the work worth doing and going for what is worth going for. The object of the investment, of the effort, and of the work is not pearls or buried treasure, but the kingdom of heaven, God's rule in our lives. That is the true treasure in our lives, the true treasure of our lives. When Pastor asked me to fill in for him today, I thought, great, this is the impetus I need to get back to church. So I came last week. He didn't tell me what the gospel was specifically, so when I read it, I got a little bit panicky. The mustard seed. I had already preached on the mustard seed. What was I going to do? But thankfully, Pastor Mike sent along some help. That reminded me that when God calls me to do anything, he sends along some help. That's what I think Jesus is doing here. He's using his parables to, one, fulfill his prophecy. In Psalm 78:2, it says, "For I will speak to you in parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past." And two, he's speaking in ways his listeners will understand. He shows the same outcome for two completely opposite situations. One man stumbles upon a treasure and, recognizing its great value, does whatever it takes to purchase that field. He sells all he owns. He traded off the valuables he already owned in order to invest in an even greater treasure. The other man is searching, actively seeking for superior pearls when he finds the one. He, too, does whatever it takes to purchase this pearl of greater value. So one guy stumbles upon his treasure while the other guy is searching for his, but they both recognize the value of their discoveries when they saw them. If you and I are to strive for our treasures, we need to have a basic understanding of what that treasure is and what it looks like, so that when we come upon it, we will know what it is. Like these men in the parable, we need to cultivate the art of knowing a treasure when we see one and not wasting our time, our effort, and our resources on cheap imitations. I can speak of cheap imitations. Unfortunately, many of us spend our time, efforts, and resources accumulating just for the sake of accumulating. For me, it's shoes. Cute, huh? No matter where I go or for how long, I invariably come home with another pair of shoes. At least one. Many of you may have noticed that when I'm a communion assistant, I'm barefoot. Do you know why? I am, in my own little way, giving to God all that I have and all that I am. I am leaving behind my earthly treasure in order to express my gratitude for the heavenly treasure I've received so far. I come to the altar barefooted, vulnerable, and honoring his sacred ground. It may sound silly, but it's my way of letting God know that right then and there, I will not let anything come between us. I want God to know that I am in awe of him and putting him first. First things first. I have made shoes my treasure. I would search high and low for the perfect pair of shoes. Some would say I lived for shoes. Is what I am living for worth the living? Is what I'm going for worth the going? Jesus tells many parables to explain what the kingdom is like. In these parables, he explains that the kingdom is worth all our efforts and time, and yes, worth trading all my shoes for. Many times we search for what is missing in all the wrong places. Personally, I've spent a good part of my life trying to fill that God-shaped hole in my soul. And I have always, always been left wanting. And then there's the use of my time. Jesus tells the woman at the well, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I give shall not thirst anymore." John 4:13-14. Writing to Philippians 1:9, the Apostle Paul, in the translation of James Moffat, says this, "It is my prayer that your love may be more and more rich in knowledge and all manner of insight, enabling you to have a sense of what is vital." Translator Ronald Knox puts it this way, "That you may learn to prize what is of value." The concern of Paul should be a concern of all of us. It is true that we ought to put first things first, but in order to do that, we need to understand what the first things are. When Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate, he was accused of putting God before Caesar, and this was considered a crime. He was sure guilty of that. Can I say the same? Am I guilty of giving up earthly treasures for something higher and far more valuable? And is it enough to know what the higher treasure is? I don't think that's what Jesus is telling us here. One man may have just stumbled across his treasure, but the pearl merchant searched for his perfect pearl. It is not enough to know what the treasure is. We must work toward achieving it. I'm a firm believer in actions. They speak louder than words. According to James, without them, faith is dead. And in my personal experience, I would not be up here right now without them. I believe that we may only possess the best after committing our hearts and heads to the task, after diligently searching, after exercising the discipline needed for the quest, and the application of our whole selves to achieve the goals we seek. The kingdom will come to us if we are willing to meet up with it. The kingdom does not come with a crowbar to pry open our hands that we may receive and hold it in our hands, or to open our hearts that it may enter in. It can only enter when we allow it, when we reach out for it and accept it as the gift that it is. The kingdom of heaven has been created for us and is the ultimate treasure that fits each of us perfectly. During last week's service, I was completely convicted. I was hit with the old 1-2 punch. First, Sally's children's sermon. It struck me by showing me that there's work for me to do by tending my garden, and part of tending that garden is coming here. And then wham, Bev's message on what is not my job. Determining what, or is it who, are weeds and who are wheat. That made it crystal clear for me. What is my business and what is not? Now, I'm called to focus my energies on searching for the highest treasure. Jesus shows us in these parables that we are called to search, to watch out for, and to strive toward following God's will for each and every one of us. We are the seekers, but yet we are also being sought. One of the men in the parable is poor, who comes unawares upon the treasure in the field. The other man is rich, who finds the one pearl he's been searching for. They do have this in common, the joy of discovery, the excitement of the vast wealth within their grasp, and they grabbed on with both hands. They did whatever it took to acquire their ultimate treasures. My questions today for you and for me are these. Are we putting first things first? Are we searching for the prize that never tarnishes? Are what we are going for worth the going for? Maybe we still have some gardening yet to do. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to seek you. May we hunt for the treasure that is you. Amen.